online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
A man's been taken to a London hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a lorry on the high street in Sevenoaks. The air ambulance was called to the incident just outside the Chequers pub after 10:45 this morning. Police are now investigating how it happened. As you've been hearing, the road remains closed.
KMFM News.
Firefighters have been tackling a blaze at a fish and chip shop near Whitstable. Plumes of smoke were seen coming from the top of the Seychelles Fish Bar in Tankerton Road around 11 this morning. It was caused by a fryer. Nobody was injured. The head of Europol says he's concerned the UK will be locked out of crucial intelligence after leaving the EU. Rob Wainwright's warning that Britain could be more vulnerable to terrorism after Brexit if the government doesn't secure access to the agency during negotiations. But the former independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, Lord Carlisle, doesn't agree.
The British police and the British intelligence services provide a disproportionately high amount of the information that helps European intelligence agencies and police to prevent and detect terrorism. They need us more than we need them, actually.
A teenage boy has been charged by police after 15 people were injured in a crash in Strood. Josh has got the details.
Well, yes, four of those seriously hurt had to be taken to London for treatment after it happened on the Medway City estate at the end of September. 18-year-old Harley Pendergast from Green Lane in Eltham will appear in court next month, charged with four counts of causing serious injury by dangerous driving. The area is well known for being popular with boy racers for drag and drift racing late into the night, and police have told us they've stepped up patrols since the crash.
Thanks, Josh. A driver's admitted causing the death of an elderly cyclist who was hit by and dragged underneath his lorry in Tenham a year ago. 59-year-old William McGee pleaded guilty to causing the death of 79-year-old Barbara Phipps by careless driving at Maidstone Crown Court earlier today. Bail's been continued until March 3rd and he's been given an interim driving ban. More at kentonline.co.uk. There's a warning, 1.2 million elderly people in England aren't getting help with basic care. A report from Age UK has found that's up by nearly a fifth on last year. It puts it down to a drop in the number of over 65-year-olds who are eligible for social care. Vladimir Putin is calling for closer cooperation between Russian and US spies. The president says he thinks it's in the interest of both countries if their intelligence agencies restore links. He says it's clear that in the area of counter-terrorism, all relevant countries should work together. Police investigating the suspected murder of the leader of North Korea's half-brother in Malaysia have arrested a third suspect. It's believed Kim Jong-nam was poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport on Monday. A man who caused £30,000 worth of damage to police cars during a chase along the M20 has been locked up. A court heard Scott Flisher reached speeds of up to 120 miles an hour between Maidstone and Ashford in August. The 25-year-old from Elmwood Road in Chettenden pleaded guilty to a number of offences and was jailed for 18 months. It suggested 3 million people could avoid getting coughs and colds every year by taking vitamin D. Anna Jones explains.
For years, a lack of it's been linked to muscle and bone problems. Now British researchers have added another issue.
We now know that you're also at increased risk of having a respiratory infection.
They reckon vitamin D should be put in foods like bread. Nutritionist Linda Johnston says that'd be better than low-income households having to pay for supplements.
Asking those families to spend out every month on vitamin D is just not on.
But this baker insists it wouldn't work.
Bread isn't a staple diet anymore.
Public Health England says there's not enough evidence for it to change its guidance.
A piece of artwork created by cancer-fighting teen Kelly Turner from Dover is going to be auctioned as part of the launch of a new art space. My Gallery, set up by the Dover Smart Project in 2013, moved from its home at the Clock Tower in January to a building in Waterloo Crescent. To mark the move, an exhibition's being held featuring a colourful piece from the 16-year-old. And Miranda Hart is going to make her West End debut in a new production of Annie. The star of Call the Midwife will play Miss Hannigan in what she says is a dream role. It'll open at the Piccadilly Theatre on June the 5th and run until September. We've tweeted a video of Miranda at KMFM News.
KMFM. Sport.
FIFA president Gianni Infantino says he's unconcerned by the threat of violence at next year's World Cup in Russia. Hooliganism marred Euro 2016, with fans from the nation largely blamed. Infantino also says he's open to the idea of the expanded 48-team 2026 World Cup being co-hosted by up to four countries. Meanwhile, Arsenal had another Champions League night to forget in Germany as they lost 5-1 to Bayern Munich in their last 16 first leg. It'll bring more pressure onto boss Arsene Wenger, who's featured is the subject of much speculation. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.